Good morning. We continue to see the nor'easter depart off of the New England coast. That's leaving us with increasing sunshine. We'll see some clouds mixing in today. It'll be blustery, not nearly as cold, but still a chill in the air this afternoon across interior New York and New England, with highs reaching into the upper 40s and lower 50s. High pressure is taking over behind the storm system, and that'll leave us dry through tonight, although clouds will be on the increase, and temperatures will drop back into the lower and middle 30s. With that high pushing off the eastern seaboard, a warm front's going to head our way for tomorrow. The result will be mostly cloudy skies and the chance of showers, and temperatures up around 50 again. As that front presses northward across the Canadian border, we'll develop a southwest wind flow Saturday night with the chance of showers and even warmer air on Sunday as we break out into more sunshine. High temperatures behind the warm front will reach up into the lower to mid-60s by Sunday. On Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, still in that warmer zone of air, and the breeze will increase out of the southwest and in the lower to middle 60s again. The next front will head our way from the Great Lakes and produce clouds and showers on Tuesday, keeping temperatures in the 50s. Then behind that front, we'll have lots of sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday with high pressure, bringing another cool down our way with highs back into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful and widespread winter storm is impacting a large part of the West today, and it'll continue into the weekend. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued for most of Montana and the western and northern part of North Dakota. The warnings extend all the way down into the Colorado Rockies and Wasatch Range in Utah. Snowfall will add up to 10 to 20 inches in many locations through tomorrow, with up to 2 feet possible across parts of the mountainous areas. The wind will be a factor as well, at 25 to 40 miles per hour and gusts up to 50 miles per hour possible. The combination of heavy snow and wind will drive visibilities down to less than a quarter mile in places from time to time. Winter weather advisories are also in place for parts of the Rockies westbound through the mountain passes in Nevada and into the Sierra of California, where up to 10 inches of snow could fall with winds up to 35 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Shimojishima Island in Japan at 1:24 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Bulawayo Airport in Zimbabwe at 7 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 14 degrees with a northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 20, 66% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 11 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, sunny, windy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 40, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.05 inches for the month, which is 85 hundredths below normal, and 32.12 inches for the year, which is 1.91 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 213, that's 39 above normal, and 699 for the season, which is 120 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 71, set in 1975. And the record low, 11, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m. 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the mid to upper 40s, though staying near 40 across the mountains. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of a few showers, lower 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer Sunday, lower 60s. Lower 60s on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds. Tuesday, a chance of rain, mid 50s. And mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, cooler with highs back into the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.